Over 40 in Vancouver, episode number 78. I'm here with my good friend Dale.
I'm here with my good friend Roland.
We're live from our Revolver, not Archive.
Not Archive, Revolver
in the heart of Gastown at Revolver Coffee.
Or if we were like military, we would say Revolver Actual. Oh no, that's only
Revolver underscore Coffee.
That's only when the owner is
Twitter.
Here. He's Revolver Actual.
Well, you know, it's a partnership.
Terry, yeah.
Terry, it's not a sole proprietorship.
Okay. Whoever is running the store.
What are we talking about, Dale? Appropriation.
Cultural appropriation. A complicated topic in Dale's mind.
Well, what's your thinking?
I am still trying to come to terms with it. I think that we are a much richer society because we have incorporated different cultures, things into ours, and we've gone forward, sort of like the whole remixing thing, like we get interesting perspectives. But I also want to respect the people that say these symbols that you have adopted, you know, that one might be okay, but these ones have a spiritual meaning, and we feel like that you are like disgracing or disrespecting the spiritual meaning the way that you're using those symbols. So I find that like tricky to navigate, and with cultural stories, like
is there a particular anecdote or something that happened in the last couple weeks that triggered this?
There's been a couple
that brought
of things.
This to mind.
It started quite a while ago. Like if you think about even the Olympics with the Inukshuk, there was a little bit of discussion of was that cultural appropriate, particularly for Vancouver, where that isn't a native symbol.
Yes.
There have been a number of, in the Aboriginal community, instances of symbols being used or artwork styles being used. And the whole, like,
Cowichan sweater thing. Can you explain that?
That one happened a while ago. I think it was a Japanese company actually did either a trademark or intellectual property protection on the Cowichan sweater so that the band in Cowichan that actually produced them could no longer sell them. They didn't own the rights.
Effectively,
the international pushback actually changed that. The company,
so they gave it up? They did the right thing?
They came to some agreement. I don't recall what the agreement
was. So the
was.
TLDR was capitalist corporation takes away, through capitalist laws,
in the one instance,
a cultural birthright heritage thing, these sweaters.
Yeah. You think of some of the things that
from the people who'd invented it.
From the people that
and who was part of their culture.
Their heritage, yeah. Yeah.
Like, not only did they invent it, it's part of their culture.
It's their cultural heritage, yeah. There's been some things with costume parties where people have worn costumes that have the people whose cultures they were from felt that the act of doing that disrespected the
spaghetti
culture.
And meatballs.
Well, I don't hear it so much with food, although some people get very indignant about food getting changed. Like that's not the way sushi is
Chop
not
suey?
Done that way. Oh, and then you get the whole bastardization into a new culture to make it more acceptable.
St. Patrick's Day?
That is another interesting one, right? That's more of a Western example.
I think the thing that you have to be in here is in an acceptance mindset and a changing your worldview mindset. If someone tells you that Hudson's Bay sweater is not a good thing or it is a copy and you should have bought the new one, don't get all upset. Do some research and see if they're right or not.
Well, there is a segment of the
And maybe take some action.
There's a segment of the Southeast Asian community that is not happy with what's happening with yoga. Like they because yoga is a spiritual practice, they feel quite upset that we have like these different varieties of yoga that are just kind of faddish and that the whole consumerism has adopted.
How dare
it.
You criticize my disco yoga?
Yeah.
My heavy metal yoga.
Yep.
My funky James Brown yoga.
Exactly.
I'm with them. Like, really?
And there's some that don't care. And then there's other people that say, like, oh, no, like you guys didn't invent yoga. It's been in the region. We also have a stake in yoga. So, you know.
It's a hard one. I think that's a hard one to untangle. But I do think a respectful mindset, a mindset willing to change beliefs and willing to take action when your beliefs or your purchases or your practices are just wrong or maybe not wrong but inconsiderate, you know, or decent insensitive.
Sometimes it's hard to know.
I
like,
know.
Like if you just
I
see
know.
Like a really cool T-shirt or a real cool like logo, and you incorporate it into something you're doing.
If you had read, was it Bowden's books? Bowden? What is that guy?
Boyden. Yeah.
Boyden's Joseph books. Boyden. And you grew up in Toronto, in the non-Indigenous bubble. You would never know.
Boyden has a lot of red herrings, as well as a lot of really interesting discussion topics around cultural appropriation. Like, there's so many things that you can kind of conflate in there. But definitely part of the whole dynamic going on with him is his use of some of the cultural heritage. I mean, he claims to be part Aboriginal. There's some dispute there, so he may actually have claim, but the issue around that for that community is like you aren't accountable to the community. All of the other storytellers who are Aboriginal
are accountable to their community.
Interact with our community, and you are totally outside of the community. You don't come and talk to us. You don't talk to the elders.
So that's how you see it.
I'm still trying to parse the whole thing, honestly.
That's what you think. That's one of the sides, or aspects.
I have heard that stated as one of the sides from an Aboriginal commentary that. Part of the issue with Boyden is he claims the heritage, but he is not accountable to the community.
And this, you know, this comes down to identity as well. Like,
yeah.
We all have multiple identities. We all do. Like,
we do.
I'm a cross-country skier. You're a co-op radio. You're a software DJ. You're a software developer. You're a, you know, I don't know. What is it, Scottish? Irish?
Yeah, Irish.
You're
a little bit of Scottish. I think European mutt. British.
You have many interests. Most people do. A lot of people just sort of submerge them and they don't actively follow them. But people are, there are many facets, so people are multifaceted. And how do we choose our identity? And when is it appropriate to assume an identity that we may or may not have been born into?
You have the more complicated situation.
Well, I think we all do. We just don't realize it. But yeah, nominally, superficially.
I mean, I don't know. Is it different being, like, a visible minority?
Yes.
I mean, the weird thing is that, like, you're always rolling.
Simple answer is yes.
Okay.
For a complicated question. I think we have to be in a learning mindset, and I think that is the problem. I think that's kind of where we lost it. In North America, we have this anti-learning mindset. In Britain, we have this anti-learning mindset. An anti-intellectual mindset. Not to say that intellectualism and learningism or learning is the be-all, end-all. But if something bad happens to you, it's not because of other people. If someone tells you spaghetti with meatballs is not authentic Italian, maybe you should listen to them.
Yeah.
You know? If you love Boyden's work and someone tells you it's not appropriate, you could still enjoy the work, but maybe you should look into the problem.
There was an interesting one, like...
I haven't read any of his novels.
Pizza as We Know It is a very, like, a North American adaptation of the whole flatbread thing from
Italy. And every culture has flatbread, not just Italy.
And yet the narrative changes a bit because there was actually a move in Italy under the EU to make pizza a protected brand.
Yeah. So... Well, in fact, it is a what is the brand? There's a certification for Napoli-style pizza, Neapolitan.
Napoli, yeah, Neapolitan.
So, and I mean, more power to them, but that doesn't mean that Italian pizza in New York or crazy 4-inch thick pizza in Chicago is bad.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just different.
It's just different. Well, and that's exactly the kind of thing that I don't want to go away. Like, I see a lot of, like, really...
Remixing should be encouraged.
Cool stuff.
Respectful remixing.
Respectful
as always.
Remixing,
and that's hard, right? Look at the rap.
That is hard.
Look at the rap thing. Like, even though they got permission, some of them still ended up getting sued.
Yep.
20 years later.
Well, and it's
because
also,
capitalism.
It's also different if you're...
we need to have our War on Capitalism show.
Yeah, really. A majority culture or a minority culture, right? Like, what your power position is, I think, makes a big difference, too.
Well, Joseph Planta, Anthony Hughes, and Richard Erickson. What do you think about cultural appropriation? I know, Richard, you're Icelandic. I know heritage. I know Joseph is Filipino heritage, and Anthony is Ontario heritage. What do you think?
Are you a loyalist?
Have you read Boyden's novels? I mean, Planton, you might have had him on Planton on the Line. The commentary.